Blog Talk Radio.
I don't mind waiting on the Lord. successful surprise. That's odd.
Trying.
Hello? I don't know what the problem is. Hello? I'm on there, but yeah. I'm on. Can you hear me? Hello? So you can hear me? Okay. Oh, okay. So if you can hear me. I was thinking as you were talking, Dr. Lorenzo, about the mask, and especially when you talk about things that happen in childhood, and you begin to take on these different layers and layers and layers, you know, of masking yourself. And when you come into a relationship with someone, what that other individual may not understand is while you're behind the mask, they're not going to be able to identify the many years of layering and problems and struggles and challenges that you've been through. All they will see is the image of what you're portraying while the mask is on. And the biggest challenge will be, when I take my mask off for the other individual, is do I stay or do I go? I'm trying to look at you at the same time as I'm talking, you know. I also wanted to say, because I heard you mention something about some people may see that individual when they come from behind the mask, when they take the mask off. Some people can look at that as a sign of weakness, but for me it's not so much a sign of weakness as it is a sign of now I'm accessible. Because as long as the mask is on, you're not accessible to get the help that you need. But when the mask comes off, what you're saying is that this is who I am. Now you can reach me, you can talk to me, you can see me for who I really am. And my question is, when I show you who I am, will you still love me the same? Right. Right. And, you know, as I'm listening to you talk, I think about the fact that I work with children at school, children who are challenged. Thing is, we see a certain behavior because we are and we were created as visual creatures. A lot of times we'll see a behavior on the outside, which is that outside behavior, okay, which is that outside behavior, and sometimes we will judge that individual by that outside behavior. But as you begin to take all the layers off, and you discover that, well, this child is a product of incest, this child is a product of rape, this child is a product of a very dysfunctional household. Maybe there's drugs. Maybe the mother's an alcoholic or whatever the situation may be. So when we don't go beyond the mask and all we do is begin to judge what we see in front of us, that individual cannot get the help that they need. But like you said, it is a choice. And some people may not be up to the challenge of, but I love him or her enough to be there as a support system, and let's work through these things. And that's the problem. As soon as we see the real representation of who that individual is, a lot of times we'll take off and we'll run. It's like, no, I don't want to deal with that. And certainly that's your choice, but it's about matters of the heart. When you really love someone, you will make a decision and say, I think I'll stay because I think this is a problem that we can work through. But it all starts with taking the mask off, not being afraid to show an individual exactly who you are. And like I said, when I show you, can you still love me? And then that person has to have the desire to want change within themselves also.
Icarus, the cold that Erica wants, wet and hot.
Yeah, I have a question. So here it is, we live in a world of social media networks. Can you hear me? And a lot of times, through social media, we understand that we can cover up flaws. We can cover up flaws and, you know, anything that we consider as imperfection. And we look at the television network and we see men and women who may have these sculptured images, sculptured bodies. And so, but on social media, you can be just about anything that you want to be. You can be just about anything that you want to be. But when that person begins to reveal, well, I'm going to take off the filter and I'm going to show the person who I really am. What I find is when you show them who you really are, a lot of times people are not equipped to deal with that. And that's because of the images that social media and the television network portray. Yeah, here's my question. And it's so serious because we understand how social media that, you know, you can be anything that you want to be. But here's the question. The question is, how do you build in a relationship, how do you build on a foundation of false imagery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right.
Right.
Well, I want to share this with you. I remember at one point I was dating this guy. And what he fell in love with, oh, she's anointed, she can really preach, you know, and you see this image of a person who, okay, she's this person in the pulpit. But then, like I told him, don't fall in love with just that anointing, because after I step down out that pulpit, it's not necessarily ministered to me, it's just to me. And that's the person I want to know, can you deal with? What I would like to say is, it's just really about life lessons, you know, and trying to be the image of what everybody else feels that you should be. I feel that the best representation you can give, the representation of yourself, because when I show you just who I really am, I'm giving you options. But when I pretend to be something that I'm not, then I cut off your options. So Behind the Mask Ministry is all about giving people an opportunity and a platform to come and share their most authentic self. You know, when we're not amongst the people, when we're not amongst the church members, when we're not about I'm blessed and highly favored, it's all about you coming to the realization that I've got these struggles in my life, I've got these issues in my life, and now the man in the mirror is finally revealed, and I'm going to deal with him. And I thank God for this ministry because it gives people that just that opportunity to come and feel safe, to just unleash sometimes years of baggage and years of hiding. And what they can do is share their testimony with you. And hopefully, if they've had victory in those areas, they can share with you just how they got that victory. And I'll tell people this, there is victory in Christ Jesus. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. And what God wants us to do is just to open our mouth, let him know, God, I need you. God, I'm struggling. Help me. Deliver me. And he'll, that's what he said he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. So I wondered, what is the purpose of going on? So I asked myself these questions.